13. Karl Franz was bleeding badly now. Oswald's hand wasn't steady, and the blade was biting deep. It was only luck that had kept him from severing the artery or poking through to the windpipe. The spectacle on the stage was not what anyone had expected. The Emperor felt Oswald's body shake as Detlef Sierck demolished the actor playing Drachenfels. The traitor's plans had gone awry.
"Oswald von Königswald!"
shouted Detlef, bloody hammer held aloft. The auditorium grew quiet. There was the crackle of flames, but all the crying and shouting stopped.
"Oswald, come here!"
Karl Franz could hear the Elector whimpering. The knife shook in the groove it had carved in his neck.
"Stay where you are, or the Emperor dies!"
Oswald's voice was weak now, too high, too slurred. Detlef seemed to shrink a little, as if coming to his senses. He looked at the hammer and at the dead thing on the stage. He laid the weapon down. Genevieve Dudonnet stood beside him, her arm about him, when he was ready to sag and drop.
"Kill Karl Franz and you'll be dead before he hits the floor, von Königswald," said Baron Johann von Mecklenburg, his sword raised.
The Elector of Sudenland was not alone. A forest of sword points glittered. Oswald was looking around desperately for a way out, for an escape route. The back of the box was guarded. The sweetmeat man stood there in a wrestler's stance. He was one of the Imperial bodyguards.
"Know this, Karl Franz," Oswald whispered to him. "I hate you and all your works. For years I've had to swallow my disgust in your presence. If nothing else, I shall end the House of the Second Wilhelm tonight. Snick!"
Oswald pushed Karl Franz away, waving his bloodied knife in the air, and vaulted over the side of the box.